Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
92.9 Podcasts, powered by Action 24/7. Tennessee's only local legal sports book. Bet now at action247.com.
There was a play. It was a blowout, right? It was just a complete demolishing of everything that Mississippi State has ever stood for, right?
Mm-hmm.
How much fun was that?
A lot of fun.
That wasn't very fun.
A lot of fun for me to watch.
Yeah. What was the rumor about Mike Leach, they said?
They said he'd be on the sidelines at practice listening to Rosetta Stone, trying to learn some more Spanish. That's what he's most concerned about down there. Oh, they said he, as long as he win the Egg Bowl, though. No, Mike's going to be fine, man. You brought the numbers out last week. He's the 20th highest paid coach in the country. That's the going rate in the SEC. Everybody calm down.
As long as he wins
Give Leach a lifetime contract. Lifetime.
He can listen to Rosetta Stone on the sidelines as long as he wins.
They got absolutely hammered. I thought they might be able to muster at least a touchdown.
Yeah.
They could not do that.
Yeah, anyway, though, there was a play in
the old air raid.
Just complete carnage. Where Bryce Young, like, the snap is, like, way too high, right?
Mm-hmm.
But instead of, like, freaking out and, like, you know, jumping all over the place, he just takes it.
Well, it's Mississippi State.
It ends up, you know, it almost looked designed. Like, it was almost like you designed the snap to be high, but you didn't. And that's the most impressive thing to me about Bryce Young is, like, even when the pocket collapses or something doesn't go right, like, he just doesn't freak out, you know? He doesn't react.
The best thing for Mike Leach this weekend was the Sam Pittman loss. That Auburn sort of took a little bit of the mask off of Arkansas. I don't know if you saw that.
Yeah, I did.
But that's a good, you know, second-year guy.
Arkansas
when he's doing that, it's good
gas,
for Leach.
Man, Arkansas is just playing.
Banged up, hurt. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, I can't take anything away from them for that.
I think Arkansas.
I realize it was at home or whatever, but I can't come down on Sam Pittman. Do you realize where that program was like 3 years ago?
He's doing a great job.
What he turned around, what he inherited was much worse off than what Leach got at Mississippi State. So,
no questions asked.
No question about it. And then, I mean, again, you got to tip your cap.
Jason is literally tipping his cap.
Because these are all second-year guys in their second year. You look at what Lane's doing. They moved up a spot in the AP poll. They're number 12. They couldn't be more excited about things down there.
I think Lane is very good.
I mean, how many will they be favored by in the Egg Bowl?
Oh, 3 touchdowns.
At least, right?
Yeah, probably so. Yeah. Where is it this year?
It's at Mississippi State, I think.
So it'll,
the good news
like
for Mississippi
17.
State fans is you'll get another opportunity to pay somebody else $5 million if you want to.
That's it. Who wants to come take that beating in the West, though?
Y'all can hire...
Hopefully they got a better offer.
You'll get another opportunity.
Y'all can hire the Washington State coach. He don't believe in vaccines.
Mississippi. Hell no.
Is he really going to not...
Yeah.
He's at $3-something million.
$3 million he's giving up a year.
Maybe maybe they could do a Mike Norvell part 2.0 type of a rebound job.
That's the thing. I don't know who Mississippi State, you know,
you retread.
Go get Gus.
You retread somebody.
Save him from UCF.
Yeah, you do that. Yeah.
Bring him back up. Call him back up.
Gus has not been all that inspiring.
We were hoping that Silverfield.
They started the season well.
They still lost to Louisville.
Guys, we were hoping Silverfield would be good enough to bounce to a job like that, but I don't know.
It's a come on, man. Let's save the referendums on Ryan for year 3. You know, like that's what like
we. You're right. It's too early.
I am saying that
you're exactly right. I'm sorry. I apologize.
They're going to a bowl game.
I apologize.
In a year where you have a freshman running back, a freshman quarterback, you got freshmen all over the field.
Their defense actually jumped 15 spots
based
on what they did against Navy.
They have a quarterback.
I think if there's not improvement from year 2 to year 3 where you know, okay, you got this at quarterback, you got that coming back, yes, then I think we can start to have that conversation. But I mean, this Memphis is not a program where you're firing football coaches.
You're
after
right.
Two seasons.
Basketball? Exactly right.
Basketball?
Not one who's
they don't care.
Won his
you're
bowl
three.
Game
you're
in
three.
His first year.
They don't care.
UCF,
you're
all
you're
that
right. I'm with you.
Year.
I am with you.
It's just like I mean, I'm open to that possibility, right? I am open to the possibility that ultimately, like, it's not going to work. But I just I'm not.
It's only year two. It's only year two.
Now with Tubby, you know, that was a whole different animal. That was you weren't recruiting well. Ryan's recruiting extraordinarily well, right? He's got one of the best classes in the non-power five. The people weren't going to the games, and they were totally irrelevant, and you were bleeding money. You know, that's why there was such urgency with Tubby, for example, at a place like Memphis.
But with football, they're also going too, right? I mean, they're supporting the program.
Oh,
so
for Memphis's, right? I mean, you're not going to get 45,000-50,000 in there every single game.
No, but Thursday, 30,000 on a Thursday.
That's pretty good.
To go in there during a three-game losing streak for Memphis.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know, pretty solid.
I don't think they're upset
about
it.
What they had last week.
Yeah, I mean.
There were a few thousand at the Tulsa game. I mean, they probably had, I don't know, 1,000 folks there.
1,000?
I bet there were 1,000 people that were Memphis fans in that stadium.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the entire attendance.
No. At that Tulsa game, I bet behind that Memphis bench, 1,000 people traveled to that game from Memphis.
That's incredibly impressive. And you were part of that 1,000?
I was one of them.
You were part of that club.
Yeah.
And they will never, for your entire life, be able to take that away from
you. That's exactly right. I was there on Route 66.
And the way you keep them coming is even in transitional years, still going to bowls, winning at least 6-7
exactly.
games.
That's exactly
and
right.
doing that. And that's what it's become for Ryan this year, is having that sort of season, keeping folks. And to John's point, I think next year when you have, well, Hennigan's done it for a year, here's the other competition, whatever it's going to be, Tevin, Gunnell, but you need to have a little bit firmer grasp, especially if you're talking about McIntyre being back for year three.
Right.
You know, with his defense needs to be better.
Is this Desmond Ritter's last season? Do we know?
He's starting to be mocked. So even if it's not, he's going to jump.
Okay, so Desmond Ritter leaves Cincinnati. They have a new quarterback change. I don't know what the status of Houston is going to be with Clayton Tune there. I don't know if he's coming back. I don't know what his eligibility is or Mordecai. But to me, Memphis should be next season projected to win, 8-9 games, finishing the top 2 or 3 of the AAC. That's what they should do next season. Just blindly, like, not really digging too deep in it right now. That's kind of where I feel like Memphis should be. And if they're not there, then you have to sort of start to ask yourself, okay, is this working? Right? Because of year three.
I'd give you that.
You know, you got your guys.
Top three.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying they have to win the league or anything like that. I mean,
you figure UCF will be back with Dylan Gabriel, right, to a respectable level.
So,
that
I mean,
could
you're
be top three-ish.
Top three, top four, no stupid losses, right? Like, no inexplicable, like, blown leads or anything like that. Just improvement, right? Like, just continued improvement. If you get to a bowl game this year, like, I feel like you should be pretty happy with that. You know, win 7 games, win maybe, I don't think they're going to get to 8, but win 7 games, and then maybe you win your bowl game. Maybe you have a little bit of momentum going into year three, that's the status report. Bryce Young, much like Seth Hennigan, unflappable right now, the Heisman favorite, especially since Matt Corral may not be able to go against LSU. We'll come back. We got some respect burgers to hand out. We'll do that when we come back, and then Bear Jones is going to hop on at 125. Stick around. Jason and John, 92.5 ESPN.
This is Memphis' sports station with a legacy of sports in the Mid-South. The flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies and Tigers Talk. 92.9 FM ESPN. And Odyssey State.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Jim.
Barbecue and sports in Memphis go together perfectly with us. You're listening to the Jason and John Show live from the Topps Barbecue Studios, online at toppsbarbecue.com. And with a new location in Bartlett on Stage Road, the best barbecue and burgers from Topps go perfectly with sports on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Sexy for this ice, too sexy for that jack, yeah, yeah, I'm too sexy for this chain, too sexy for your game, too sexy for this fame, yeah, yeah, I'm too sexy for the trap, too sexy for the cap, too sexy.
McClay Roofing and Renovation, he is out and he is hustling today. Obviously, we know what rain and storm damage can do to a home, and I know firsthand. He came out same day I called him, got on top of the roof, showed me what was wrong with it. Then he got my insurance company. He's licensed, he's bonded, he's insured. Got an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Financing is available. He's going to come out. He's going to work with you and very likely could get your roof covered at no out-of-pocket cost to you. When he comes out, let him know you heard about him on the Jason and John Show. He's got a free roofing upgrade for you.
487-7096 is how you get the process started. I just came through this recent round of storms and weather. I got some damage that I'm going to have Chris McCulley come over to look at, so I'll be able to tell you how it went. Went great for John on that new roof, stress-free. I don't think I'll need a new roof, but whether it's what I've got, which is hopefully a small issue, little gutter thing going on, or renovation questions that you have for him. Hey, can I build out this patio? What can I do with my upstairs here? How much will that cost me? Chris McCulley and his team, the folks to ask. The only folks, really the best folks. So call them up, 487-7096. Voted most popular roofing company by Memphis Most. See for yourself why he's the best. It's McCulley Roofing and Renovations. All right, every Monday, we do a little thing we call Respect Burgers. Let's get to it.
Now, it's time for the Jason and John Show, Respect Burgers.
R-E-S-E-C-T, find out what it means to me.
Sizzling Respect Burgers, served hot and fresh from Jason and John.
Aaron Charles Rodgers.
Respect.
Is an American football quarterback for the Green Bay Packers. He also owns the Chicago Bears. He is our owner. And that was the case again this weekend. At no point during this great rivalry game did I think that the Bears were ever going to win, because I've lived long enough to know that if Aaron Rodgers is starting on the other side, you really have no chance. He ran up his regular season record against the Bears. You guys are probably familiar with it around here because I quoted quite a bit.
Yeah.
To 22-5. All time, he's 23-5 because he's got the one postseason meeting win between the Bears and the Packers. But here was the key. This is why he's in. Is because after running for a score that basically put the game away, right, and Aaron Rodgers had been knocked over, he gets up and he does the discount double check belt on us, right, gives you all the highlight stuff. Aaron, after his teammates have come over and crowned him the greatest, another easy win over the Chicago Bears, Aaron looks up into the Soldier Field stands maybe for the last time, considering how rocky it seems to be Absolutely. With him in Green Bay every offseason. He looked up to see what they were saying to him. And Aaron tells the story of a Chicago woman looking down at him from that first row. And what was she doing? She was throwing Aaron the double birds because much like me, you've been through this, right? Your heart at this point has been hurt so many times. You just want to get it over with. So you just kind of throw the birds. You respect it, but you throw the birds and let them know we were not going to miss you when you're gone. And what did John, what did Aaron Rodgers tell that Chicago woman who was throwing the double birds at him?
All my life, I still own you. All my life, like Casey and JoJo, all my life.
Aaron Rodgers told Chicago Bears fans and this woman that he still owns us. Where else have you seen in a rivalry considered one of the best in sports? Like, you know, Yankees, Red Sox is this, right? Yeah. You talk about some of the great rivalries, I guess. Auburn, Alabama still in that mix. Like, you know, you go through some of the great rivalries in sport. Where have you seen one side that could bark at the other like that and the other have to kind of go like, you know what, you're right?
Wasn't it Pedro who said the Yankees are his daddy? Remember that? The Yankees are my daddy.
When he asked, who's your daddy and all
that? Yeah.
Pedro said the Yankees are his daddy?
Pedro said the Yankees are his daddy.
Or he said, who's your daddy?
No, he did. He said the Yankees
are my daddy?
The Yankees are my daddy.
Okay.
That's the opposite, though.
Yeah, he did. So he said he said the Yankees own him. They own me.
However he said it, it was positioned like this.
Yeah, he said. He was
that
asked,
would have been Aaron yelling that the Bears own him, though. That's right.
No,
that's
what however it's perfectly put is how he put it.
Yeah, he said, so Martinez blew a 4-3 lead to the Yankees in the eighth inning, and he said, what can I say? I just tipped my hat and called the Yankees my daddy.
He flipped the script a little bit. I remembered that wrong.
It's the inverse.
Yeah,
it's
so he was flipping it around.
He was saying that the Yankees
I remembered
own him.
It. I just remembered him being on the right side. He was on the wrong side.
I think I want to say.
They were his daddy, though.
That. Muhammad Ali, was it Sonny Liston who wouldn't call him, was calling him Cassius Clay? And Muhammad Ali in the ring, I believe it was Sonny. It might have been another fight at home, but I know it was Muhammad Ali telling him to say his name as he hit
say
him.
Mine,
and so it was sort of, that's sort of the feeling I got watching Aaron do that. And again, he's in here in respect, Burgers, because me and my Bears can't do a damn thing about it. All we've done is be victims. Play victims at the hands of this guy, and we did again on another Sunday. I told you Green Bay would cover, didn't I, John?
You did. And I got to tell you, though, that's just like, that's a hell of a thing.
When a guy yells that he's your
that's
owner?
That's a hell of a thing to
what
be
a
told.
Deal, man.
Yeah, I guess I could be like Tennessee fans and try to throw something back at him, but I'm not. I'm too old. Like, I fought too long.
You're cool about it.
Not much of a fight, you know? That's the problem.
At some point, you have to respect it, right? At some point, you have to learn to sort of love it and respect it.
It's not a fight. It's just like you just get your ass kicked every single time.
And it wasn't like he was like Dak Prescott prolific out there, like Dak against New England. He barely threw for 200 yards in that game. He didn't have to. Bears were down to their third string running back. Aaron Rodgers finds a way to win another one. Green Bay, after losing their season opener
to the Saints,
the New Orleans Saints, I've done nothing but relax, folks, since then. They are now sitting at
also
5-1
against the
now.
Spread. For that, for those of you who care about that, Aaron Rodgers has covered every other game besides the first one this year.
So, Aaron, I tip my cap to you, and I can't wait for this last one to be over when we play up there in Green Bay, and hopefully that's the end of it. You're doing it for some other team next year, not the Green Bay Packers. All right, moving on. I was wrong on this one last week. Not going to be a sweep. Unless it's the Braves sweeping the Dodgers. Austin Riley.
Respect.
Local product. Went to DeSoto Central High School. Now he's an absolute stud for the Braves. Stud third baseman. Has got the Braves.
They might be sweeping.
Man, sitting at 2-0 up on the Dodgers. Now remember, because some don't apparently. I've had some Braves fans text me this morning. Y'all were in this spot with him last year. I had to go back. So the Braves were up 2-0 on the Dodgers last year. That's a series that ended up going seven. Braves were up 2-0. Dodgers won game 3. Braves won game 4 to go up 3-1. And still the Dodgers came back, won 5, 6, and 7 and then advance to the World Series. So Braves have been in the spot up before, 2-0 on the Dodgers. We'll see if it's going to be different this year. But Austin Riley has got to be in here, like we talked about. Local product who's had a monster year for the Braves this year. We said that last week. Hitting over 300, had 30-something, 33 home runs, a .303, 107 RBI. He was fantastic for him this year. Had the walk-off hit, his first walk-off hit in the playoffs in Game 1. That was on Saturday to give the Braves a 3-2 win. I think it knocked in Ozzie Albies for the Braves to give them the win. Think he went 1-for-3, if I'm not mistaken. I don't have it pulled up in front of me. But in Game 2, went 1-for-3 in that game. Also had a ribby as well. Now I do have it pulled up. Yes, 1-for-3 in their 5-4 win to now give them a 2-0 lead. So we always say there's a Memphis tie. Now, I believe Austin Riley was born in Memphis, right? Went to DeSoto Central. So grew up in the area. We call it Shelby Metro when we're including the tri-state area. But absolutely a local product who's just gone off, had a monster season again for the Braves this year, and it's continued in the playoffs. Nice. I told you. I said last week I'll be pulling for the Braves because of Austin Riley, and no better way to get this thing started than to have a walk-off hit to give your team the 1-0 lead at that time, now up 2-0 against these Dodgers. Do we think it's over after going through the last year? You know, you were in this spot. You allow the Dodgers to come back, win it in 7 games. You think the Braves learned anything from last year, and this will be more of a
I do
more
I,
of
I
what mean, you expect. And maybe the Braves are the yes. are the folks getting the World Series here from the NL.
What do you think, John?
Tough,
Braves
tough.
Sweep or no?
It's the Dodgers, man. It's the Dodgers. Like this will be a series. This will be the Dodgers are going to be heard from, and as you point out, Braves had the same exact deal last year. Again, the problem, though, is that the Dodgers still do not have Max Muncy, and that is a problem. If they had Max Muncy, I'd say, yeah, they're going to come back and win this thing. But, you know, to get the win with Max Scherzer on the mound, bro, that is massive.
To 2019, Austin Riley, just looking at his progress through the years, batted .226, 18 home runs. 2020 goes .239. Just 8 home runs and 27 ribbies, had some was out for a good portion of that bit. And then this year, so technically year 3 for him, now .303, 33 home run, 107 RBI, joined Eddie Matthews and Chipper Jones. Okay, this is important as because the kid's from this area, as the only Atlanta third baseman to hit 300 with at least 30 home runs and 100 RBI in a single season at the age of 24 or younger.
Yeah.
This kid's positioned to be an absolute star with them.
Yeah, he's a stud.
And you're doing this in year 3, so that's how high he's gone up, how that quickly gives you some indication that this could continue to be a star.
They've got a great lineup, and Freeman hasn't even played that great in this series, and he'll probably take off. But Roberts is getting a lot of flack because of mishandling the bullpen and his positioning and the spot innings. Like, Urias is in a bad spot there late in the game. It's kind of perplexing.
Dodgers been in a bunch of back against the wall situations, man. And you wonder at some point when it's going to come back to bite them.
I agree.
And you've put yourself down.
The Braves are the favorites, obviously, but yeah. I just feel like you still can't count the Dodgers out. Like,
the Braves are the favorites now that are up 2-0.
You can't count them out, though, is what I'm saying.
Like, shout out to Austin Riley. Hopefully for him, the individual success will continue, and that might lead to team success for the Braves and going back to the World Series. All right, next one up. Y'all heard of James Wade?
No.
Not until this weekend. I will raise my hand.
Good, I'm glad. So for many of Memphians, I'm hoping this will be a little bit of an education because I needed it too. I had heard this.
Is this the kid of Bartlett who's number 2?
No. Not at all. He's the coach of the WNBA champion, Chicago Sky.
Yes. Okay, I heard. I didn't see
his name. What did we just say last story? There's always a Memphis tie. Yep. And James Wade, believe it or not, is a Memphis native. He's 46 years old. He went to Northside High School. So he's about my age. Yeah. He went to Northside High School. After playing high school basketball at Northside, he goes on to Middle Tennessee for a year, then to Chattanooga State Community College for a couple of years, and then finishes out at Kennesaw State before he goes overseas to Europe. And this is important as to the whole coaching thing. Mm-hmm. Plays for 12 years over there. Ends up becoming a French citizen and everything else. And in the meantime, embarks upon a coaching career that eventually leads him back to the States, where he's an assistant with the WNBA. I believe it was the Minnesota team for a while. He gets the job with the Sky in 2019. Memphian now.
wins 2019 WNBA Coach of the Year, James Wade from Memphis does. And then here we are 2 years later with Candace Parker, Chicago native, joining the team. Her and he lead them to Chicago's first WNBA title. They win it yesterday. How about that?
Yeah. A Memphian head coach.
I mean, it's just crazy. Small. It's just so small world that the head coach from Chicago Sky from Memphis and went to Northside High School. And again, was the 2019 Coach of the Year in his first season with the Sky. So shout out to him because he talked a lot afterwards about, you know, folks like me, you know, you don't see folks like me in this spot. He said the world's a little bit unfair to us in the way we're represented and the way we're looked at and the chances that we don't get. You always have to protect yourself at all times. You get proud of these moments. But sometimes I have to act like I'm supposed to be here, even though life has told me that I'm not. It means a lot to me. It means a lot that my son is here and he gets to see his daddy coaching in front of a lot of fans just cheering. I don't know if you saw Candace Parker, but she was extremely emotional doing this for Chicago. They had a full stadium to watch this thing. The place was packed. She brought her daughter out. I think her daughter's father, because she's not married to him.
Sheldon Williams.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she's going to end up being a 7-footer, like dang near, 6'9", 6'10", whatever else. The daughter's about as tall as she is already, Candace Parker's daughter.
I'm trying to figure out, respectfully.
So stud at Tennessee.
How Sheldon Williams got Candace Parker.
Careful.
Respectfully.
What you mean?
She is beautiful. I mean, you don't think he's in her league?
Sheldon had some game. You can't knock that man's game.
I mean, I don't know about his game.
Well, he played at Duke, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, at one point, Sheldon Williams, wasn't he a first-round pick at one point? At one point, he looks like a good catch, right? Yeah. Are you just talking about his looks?
You don't think he's in the same league?
Like his face? Like, because Candace, I will say Candace is model-esque.
Striking.
Model-esque-like features.
Bro, I mean,
but if you're just talking about.
I asked the question.
At one point, he looked like a catch. Yeah. That's what I'm telling you.
No, he never really looked like a catch.
Yeah, he ended up being a first rounder, did he not?
Bro, Sheldon Williams is.
Signed a rookie contract extension.
Yeah.
Where he made a little money.
I'm just, you know, just Google him is all.
It happens to all of us, John. Like, at one point, he was fit and in the league.
Just
Google
him. That's all I'm asking. Well, Candace Parker actually paid him in alimony.
Oh, dear Lord.
Is that for real?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah, dead serious. $400,000.
Oh, that's
a lot of money to pay Sheldon Williams.
That seems like what?
Oh, broke self. That's what I've been saying. If I was Candace, I was on Sheldon's side there for a while till Candace is paying him $400,000.
Yep. He made more than $12 million during
his... Well, she misjudged. See, I told you, she misjudged. She thought she was marrying into a guy who's going to play probably have a long NBA career.
She got plenty of money herself now.
And he ended up being a bum. And now she's a WNBA champion. She was crying afterwards. But the coach, again, James Wade, give the respect burger to him, the coach of the now WNBA champion Chicago Sky.
Candace Parker, amazing broadcaster. Like, when she does those NBA games with D. Wade and those guys, that crew, I enjoy the hell out of watching that.
Now Shaq can't tell her she doesn't have a ring like he does,
right.
Exactly.
Like he does to Charles. Yeah. All right, this one's very important before we get strong-armed around here. Next respect burger. You ready?
Respect.
Yeah.
Memphis 901 FC.
There you go. Congratulations to our soccer friends.
The Birmingham Legion held the OKC Energy. This wasn't a deal like where there was a match out there and Memphis won its way in, even though because of how it's played, it's put itself in this position. But it was the Birmingham Legion's 0-0 draw with the team from OKC. They're the Energy that put Memphis over the top. Helped them clinch the postseason spot for the first time in club history. Now you're still playing for seeding.
Yep.
Apparently there's two more remaining home matches against Tulsa. That one's October 27th, and then Indy 11 October 30th. But the 901 FC in what their third season, I believe this is,
yep.
In their third season now will be in the postseason for the first time ever. Folks, get happy here in Memphis, Tennessee.
Third season, right?
They've made that
very difficult decision to fire the head coach.
There's been a little bit of turnover there. I think you would have never probably dreamed of it happening that quickly.
Here's my question. Is the experience back and as crazy as it was pre-COVID?
I've only been to one.
Because they were getting 8,000 beforehand. Realize COVID hits – is it back up to that level of energy and excitement with how well they played this season? They are 12-8-9 with three regular season
matches.
Twitter
would tell you it is.
Well, I mean, it's just like I went on a Tuesday night, I think, this year, in fairness. Like, I didn't get the full weekend deal. I didn't get the full weekend experience.
Are one of those two final ones the full weekend? Because I might need to get over there, 27th to 30th. But at that point, it was full still?
I wouldn't say it was full. No, I mean the 30th is a Saturday.
That 30th is the Saturday.
No, it was not. That was not what's going on. I mean, obviously you have your collection of very passionate, which I appreciate, like getting behind it. I mean, there are people, the people who are into Memphis 91 FC, like they are 2 feet in, like committed to that. I certainly do appreciate that passion, and I think it's a great testament to, you know, the fact that they 3 years into this, you got no guarantees about how successful you're going to be. Like it would, I'll be honest. Like, I just expect, just like the Memphis Express, right? I just expect these types of teams to suck, you know, for a long time. And Memphis 91 FC is certainly pushing back on that. And maybe they're starting to create a little bit of a tradition here.
4-2 over Atlanta United on Saturday also helped get them to this point. They could be, seeding is still up for grabs. We talked about it's a 16 team postseason in the USL. So get excited for postseason soccer around here. But we'll finish it out first with a couple of home matches on the 27th. Like I said, I might need to be in the building on October 30th. That one's a Saturday one.
There you go.
They'll close out the regular season one. One last respect burger for a food place. I was there on Saturday night after Dude Perfect down at FedEx Forum, where, by the way, I had the worst hamburger, cheeseburger of my entire life.
Was it a Forum burger?
Just start over.
Forum food.
Forum food,
like,
yeah.
Let's start over. Why did I not get the chicken and waffle fries?
That was
like,
a
you don't
Jason
have
Smith
but, like,
decision.
Two choices these days.
You should have done the rendezvous. Did you? The standard.
No, all
rendezvous.
I saw was the with the souvenir cup. It's $18.50 for the burger and waffle fries, or $18.50 for the chicken and waffle fries.
I went down to the rendezvous
the
stand.
Man, I should have done rendezvous.
Yeah, they have the stand in the Forum.
I took one bite of the burger and spit it out almost.
Should have done rendezvous.
Well, that's not Tops, right? I
mean, but then,
it's not
even close.
Not close.
They should do a deal with Tops.
They should do a cut
down
a deal
at FedEx Forum.
Yeah.
There's no question about it. And yet, afterwards, we got out of there. We left a little early.
It sounds like it. You missed the message at the end. They had it.
Apparently, Brad told me, John, I missed a very important Christian
they
message.
They missed a testimony. Tyler,
he couldn't believe I missed it.
The main guy from Dude Perfect had a testimony and told he had his testimony.
Well, Chris had had enough, so we didn't get to hear the testimony.
Okay.
Is there a shortened version of it?
Well, basically.
Because these dudes are rich, basically, doing trick videos.
I'll synthesize it. I saw this same show a couple years ago in Denver. My kid is all in on Dude Perfect, knows all the videos.
Yeah.
And so he got these tickets for his 12th birthday. It's now, he's almost 14, so this is how long COVID has pushed this thing back in Memphis. Long story short, these guys are now multimillionaires who have built an 18-wheeler show.
It's kind of unbelievable.
On a YouTube channel.
Yeah.
And basically the testimony, and he didn't do this the last show, is we're rich beyond our wildest dreams, and we recognize
that. Yes.
And so there is some of that. Like, we are totally grateful, and he told a story about a little girl in FaceTime. It was great.
To God be the glory there, Dude Perfect, coming through and spreading the Christian word.
Rich.
After we got out, we went to this place on Beale. Anthony Sane recommended, called Insomnia Cookie. Y'all ever had that?
Oh, yes.
Respect to them.
Respect.
Because you could do, it was like going in the donut shop. It was my first time in, and
it's
you could
delicious.
Basically do a selection of six, and you could pick out what you want, like a donut. Oh, my gosh. A double chocolate chunk. They had a sugar cookie that was off the chain. Any kind of the brownie was crazy good. Their cookies, I had never had them, were absolutely fantastic, knocked my socks off, and they were served warm, took me back to my old MCS days when you would feel in the bag for the warm and softer chocolate chip cookies that had just been put down as opposed to the harder, cold ones on the bottom. But a respect burger to Insomnia Cookies.
Respect.
It was the best part of my Saturday night after a long Dude Perfect
you
show.
You would love the cookie. There's a new cookie place here by the radio station, by the tracks, the Crumble Cookie. Have you been yet?
Oh, no, yeah. I haven't.
Yeah, you haven't been to Crumble?
No.
Oh, you can't.
It's taken over.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, I mean, we talked about it on the show, the one that they were wrapped around it, like Space Mountain. Remember, I tweeted about it.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's the new
thing.
It's
across from Gus's over there.
What's their specialty?
I don't know.
It's the same thing.
They're giant cookies.
Are
they served warm? Because I think that's what Insomnia,
I don't think they're served warm, Jason.
No, some of them are served warm.
It's not going to be as good.
Yeah.
I mean, you can microwave them, man.
Uh-uh.
Put them in your microwave.
Not as fresh if they're not coming out warm, John.
No, these are fresh.
I don't understand the the pandemonium over freaking cookies, man.
Have one, bro.
You know, I have. My wife gets them all the time. Like, she gets crumble cookies all the time.
You sound like the dude that stays on the Peloton all the time, watches carbs.
No, I'm just saying, it's cookies, man. It's cookies.
About this.
Memphis City Schools cookies were good. They're cookies.
Yeah.
You know? One cookie, a cookie. As long as it's not hard and dry. It's fine. It's a cookie.
No. These were special.
I take it there's some animosity between you and your wife about buying expensive cookies.
No, the animosity is between these plebs.
She took them away from
them. Try to act like a cookie is a cookie, bro. Put it in the microwave. It's going to be good.
Oh, no. These were special, though. Like, the chocolate chips were different.
Yeah. That's what they want you to think.
Man, bro,
that's what Big Pharma wants you to think.
I don't know, man.
Get the hater out. Do your disrespect dog hater.
You. Yeah. You're the disrespect dog recipient today for that take. Oh,
wow.
I had some good cookies this weekend. You can find good cookies everywhere.
It was the best part of my Saturday night, and you can't change that.
I worked.
This is my portion of
Great
the
American
segment.
Cookie.
I will give respect to who I like.
So think about that. I'm the cookie man. I worked at Great American Cookie. So what you think about that?
And you made the same sorry cookie for everybody. We see how much pride you took in the job. That's why they fired your
ass.
They
fired you.
I did not get fired.
Yeah, they did because you lied all the time. You made average cookies.
I resigned. It was a mutual resignation, like Ed Orgeron. Just so you know.
You looked up. You said, I need to be covering the Tigers. I'm out of here. I need to go on my life's journey.
I was
15.
Man,
they fired you.
I was not fired.
You had a suspect work history at that time anyway. With the Taco Bell, you quit there.
Yeah, I did. And then I got fired from Debo's. That is where I got fired. I don't remember why. But I did get fired from Debo's. No, look.
Probably for not washing your hands.
No, I washed my hands. That was not the
problem.
Yes. Anyway, stop hating on good cookies down in Insomnia. All right.
Quit acting like you ain't never had a cookie before.
There are other Insomnia locations. Isn't there one on Highland over there by the bar?
Yeah. What I found out is this, that they're everywhere,
yeah,
apparently.
There's one
all over
Highland.
America when I looked them up. So this is why this is so successful.
Well, they get the late night drunk people that go to like the bar over it, that Nukes or whatever that bar is down there, you know, and then you hit the cookie place.
So I come out of there. I come out of there with these cookies. They're smelling good. I'm eating them, right? Chris is just innocently dancing out on the Beale Street curb, okay? Because you have to think about it's after Dude Perfect. We left a little early. So it's about 9 o'clock. Y'all know Beale's picking up on a Saturday night around that time.
Oh, yeah.
Right? There are these two women.
All right.
Probably in their 20s. Wearing next to nothing, okay? They're walking down, and they happen to pass by, again, an innocently dancing Chris.
Yeah.
He's just oblivious to everything going wrong with.
Yeah.
He's 7 years old.
Innocent
he doesn't have a
fella.
Care in the world. But, but of course, me, I noticed that one of the young ladies has got her eye on Chris, right? And she's watching him as she continues to pass by and then telling her fine friend.
Well, you don't need to say that.
You see that?
Her
little,
friend.
She
Let's
says,
friend.
She says, do you see that little Kindle boy? Like that.
Right.
Oh.
But what she really meant, they was looking at you, huh?
No, not at all. No. It was borderline sex face for a 7-year-old boy.
It was what?
Borderline flirtatious type, you know, like if this.
A little weird?
If that dude had been, if Chris had been 15 years older.
Wow.
She'd have thrown it
that's
at him.
That's a lot what I was of years.
And damn.
So that's.
She probably was older than 20.
My point, I've never looked at my son and said, you know, other than. Because we all look at our kids and we say our kids are cute, right? I've never looked at him at the potential Trey Songz that he could be in 10 years. This dude could have all the women throwing panties at him.
I got it.
How awesome would that be?
I don't
these
know.
These grown women were attracted to him in a way
little
that
Trey
wasn't
Songz.
Just, oh, he's a little cutie pie. I could tell in her eye.
I mean, why? There's no, he's 7 years old.
It was something deeper than it. What,
it was
again,
deep
he was innocently dancing. Again, that's what I'm talking. But for the first time, it hit me that, you know what?
That's disgusting.
My son might end up being like a Hugh Hefner type. By the time he's done, I'm about to watch him.
Now, player.
I don't mean Hugh Hefner as putting out but Hugh Hefner in that sense.
Now,
the women might be all over him.
If the roles reversed and I caught two men looking at my 7-year-old daughter in that way, someone would die, right?
Yeah.
And it would be them. You see?
It's different how it works.
That's
right.
It's different.
Yeah, that's what I'm pointing out. It's it's disgusting either way. It's disgusting. And whoever those
I don't think it is. I think if your kid's a little player and he's a boy, he's seven years old. There's a little pride there.
He was being anointed.
Yeah, there's pride there, John.
Already is the next
disgusting.
Trey Songz. Perhaps
that.
Justin Bieber for your side.
right? That maybe the next heartthrob.
Yeah.
This, I'm uncomfortable with this conversation. I'm
no,
not,
there's a real pride there.
You took it to something extreme nasty.
No, yeah. I did not. So,
no, they didn't pin little Chris down and get on top and try to grind
him.
Yeah,
they weren't doing six.
No. They just looked at him in a way that's like, oh, look, this dude might be a little player by the time he gets a little bit older. That's all, John.
Well, I wasn't there. Yeah.
I'll tell you what.
Shout out to Chris.
Disrespect all for John.
Yeah, that's a disrespect.
Who you got?
Oh, just Tennessee. Just the entire. I don't know how to pronounce her name.
You
got to
get the song ready again here.
I don't know how to pronounce the is it Donda?
Like
Kanye's Kanye's Dondi.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the chancellor or president or whatever she is.
I'm not sure. Are they making statements already?
Yeah, I'm not sure. Oh, yeah, she made a statement. Yeah, she made a statement on Twitter as soon as it went final. At midnight, she said, "I am astonished and sickened by the behavior of some Vol fans at the end of tonight's game. Good sportsmanship must be part of who we are as Volunteers. Behavior that puts student athletes, visitors, and other fans at risk is not something we will tolerate. I will be calling Chancellor Boyce in the morning to offer my personal apology on behalf of the University of Tennessee and discuss what we can do to make this right. Neyland Stadium has always been a place for families, and we will keep it that way." It's like your mom's grounding you. It's like the Tennessee fans got grounded for the way they acted. Yeah, you get a disrespect dog, no doubt about it. We'll come back, wrap this thing up here on a Monday. Stick around. Jason and John, 90 Turn FM, ESPN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Couple items of news. Jason Munns reports that Bonzi Wells will have a volunteer coach on his staff who we know very well. Lionel Hollins. He's going to be it's a hell of a staff for Lemoyne Owen. I tell you that right now, man. You got a volunteer, Lionel Hollins, doing that.
Bonzi was talking about still needing guidance because he was just an assistant at his alma mater, high school alma mater. So talked about needing guidance from Penny and from Rashid from that Memphis side. You know, you ain't going to have better guidance at Lemoyne than having Lionel Hollins on your staff.
Yep, absolutely. I think he
– or direct guidance as well.
Wow.
He'll be right there.
He coached Bonzi in 2004-05.
Okay.
He was here as an assistant, and then he became the interim for four games. I don't know. I don't remember the circumstances. Maybe it was just a four-game deal, but he was the head coach in 2004-05. He went 0-4. But, I mean, it's a hell of a thing. It's a hell of a thing to have Lionel Hollins on your bench.
Whole thing is like –
He
got a ring with the Lakers, right? In the bubble.
Yep. Didn't Fizz get his job? Fizz is now the assistant there in that slot, isn't he?
Fizz got his spot.
I think Fizz got Lionel's spot in LA.
When that changed, because I never saw Lionel leave that situation.
I think that's the Fizz job.
Make that actually that'd answer some questions there.
I did not realize Fizz was in LA.
I think that's the job. Am I right about that?
Yeah, he just got the job in September.
Yeah. He took that slot.
He was out of coaching for 3 years.
This man.
LeBron was like, "Look, man, we got your Lionel. We love you to death. Got you a ring.
Yep.
I got to get my man Fizz in here now. We're going to get him the same thing."
So Fizz is in LA.
And that old Lionel spot there.
Lionel is here in Memphis.
I think Lionel's great. I think he'll do great there, and
so
that's a nice pick.
Here.
Good for him.
It's amazing for Bonzi, no question about it. The other bit of news is that Tennessee has been levied a $250,000 fine for their antics on Saturday night.
Unacceptable.
$250,000. I mean, look, that's a hell of a fine, right? They'll pay it. And they'll have no problem paying it. But you know, just because your fans acted a donkey, you got to send $250,000 to SEC. I mean, damn, that's just like the. And then it's like we haven't even talked about like trash in your own stadium. Like, what sense does that make? Mm-hmm. You know. Because you know what? Like, somebody's got to come clean that up, right? Like, somebody's got to.
Oh, they don't. Those kids don't care.
You know, but you think it was just kids? I don't think it was.
Well, it started
kids.
In the student section. That is a fact.
Right.
Yes, that's where it
but
started.
But I'm saying, though, I'm sure there were.
The majority of those were kids. There were some adults, I'm sure, that knew better still doing it.
Yeah.
But I think the majority of it was spoiled brats. That's where it started.
It was a scene I will not soon forget. Just like the delay and then the vacating of the student section. The
Did you guys think that they would finish? I didn't think they'd finish it.
Yes, because they had three timeouts.
Yeah.
Yep. That's why. Like, if they had not had three timeouts, then I think even if he had just had one or two, I think they would have potentially called it. But because he had the full three, Josh Heupel, yeah, they were going to finish that game. Didn't matter ultimately because Joe Milton decided he was just going to, you know, tuck it right out of bounds. You know, live to fight another day, man. That's what I always say. That's going to do it for us today. Thanks to Jason Fitz for joining us on the show today. Barrett Jones rescheduled for tomorrow. Giannotto and Jeffrey are up next. Don't miss it. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.